This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We are back here. Paul and I were deep in conversation. Nick, I apologize. We were at it. We were starting the show before the show started.
I couldn't even find the headphones.
Pull that mic down just a little bit, will you, Paul?
Where you want, down?
Yeah, down just a little bit. There you go. All right. Yes, we were kind of deep at it, having a great conversation about life in general. Paul has a column today, December 7th, of course, the anniversary of Pearl Harbor coming up in a few days. If you've never been to Pearl Harbor, I would highly recommend you put it on your list of things to do. Not only are you going to get to go to Hawaii, that's part of it, because you can't go to Pearl Harbor without getting to Hawaii, but it's hard to explain the reverence and the respect and the thing that you feel when you are there all these many years later.
Yeah, and I think that's in what I put together for this week, for the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor next Tuesday on December 7th. I was fortunate to be able to talk to local people who were there, and they experienced that. And this was 50 years after it happened. They were alive. They were here in Decatur. And the emotion that came out all these years later and what they saw and what they experienced. I'm glad I interviewed them. I'm glad I have that, because they've passed away. And if I hadn't talked to them and written that down, that would have been lost forever. But I was really touched by Glenn Wolf, who came back and became a milkman in Decatur.
Yeah.
But he talked about what he saw and what he experienced. And he was on the ship when, you know, the bombs were going off. He saw the Japanese dropping the bombs and laughing at the Americans and things like that. Yeah. I mean, they just 50 years later, they're just there.
That's exactly right. I spent time on a deck of a cruise ship with Jim Slade, having a conversation, same thing, you know, who was there. And that was before I'd ever been able to visit Pearl Harbor. And if you go now, I was at the old site, which Elvis Presley raised a ton of money to sort of do. And then it was kind of sinking into the water. And then they redid the whole thing. And there's a huge park now. One of the corporate sponsors of all that was ADM. You know, when they opened that, I saw that familiar logo. Right there at they have a kind of a statue type thing for the dedication. But when you take that boat ride out to the Arizona, and there's that iconic, memorial there in the water, you feel that reverence. I mean, 80 years later, you still feel it.
Yeah, and like I mentioned in the article too, people, if they mention Pearl Harbor, they don't talk about a lot of other things. You mentioned Pearl Harbor, it immediately comes to mind, particularly to older people, you know, the attack on Pearl Harbor. And, of course, 80 years later, about all of those people who were there.
That's exactly
right. Away.
I had one of the moments of my lifetime where you sit and you look at history in behind you and in front of you. When they were doing the renovations on the new park, they were using Japanese equipment. And I thought, you know, the world definitely rolls forward. It is an amazing place. You should go. You go in, there's a wonderful thing. You can get like the headphones, like the radio piece, where you walk through all the exhibits and you hear all the great history walking you through it. And if you take the boat ride out, because there's the whole park, which is really impressive. And then you go to a movie theater where they do an 18-minute film about it, and then you exit the movie theater and you get into the boat. The boat takes you out to where the memorial is and where the Arizona is. And 80 years later, Paul, the bubbling up of the oil is still coming to the surface from the Arizona.
Well, yeah, and that's amazing, isn't it? 80 years later.
Yeah, still there, and it causes all the weird reflection and refraction of the colors on the water. It is, and the thing that you wrote about, though, which I am, I honest to God, I question whether we're capable as Americans today to do this. Now, we did a lot of bad stuff. I mean, there shouldn't have been Japanese internment camps, and we didn't handle all this the right way. But America did come together to see a greater cause, despite our own political disagreements. I don't know that we could do that today.
Well, we're not doing it. I mean,
we have a global pandemic.
Yeah.
That has killed almost 800,000 people here in this country, and all we can do is fight about it.
Yeah, fight over whether it's real, fight over, you know, the vaccine, fight over every aspect of this. There's some people, even today, that won't take any precautions because it just it's a government conspiracy.
Yep.
It's just, you know, what if we'd had this 80 years ago?
We did have it. This is the crazy thing. People thought that Roosevelt knew what was going to happen and allowed it to happen because it was the only way we were going to get in the game.
War. Yeah.
And yet most people just, that wasn't the headline. That wasn't 50% of America. It was just, you know, some kooky people with conspiracies.
Well, and Roosevelt, President Roosevelt said, it's a day that will live in infamy.
Yeah.
And was that a great line or what? And but there's also a day that brought America together as it hadn't been for a long time. And how dare you attack our people? How dare you kill our people?
Yep.
You know, and the feeling was very strong. I had uncles that served in World War II. They served there because of a reaction to Pearl Harbor. And you start looking at the mindset of the American people, the mindset of the people who live in the same country we live in today. And that mindset was, how dare you ever kill Americans? You know, you've attacked all of us when you attack one of us. And I wish that existed today. And we have a lot of good people. The majority of people are really good people out there wanting to help others. But we have so many that have made this, you know, political. And when you start making something political, you don't care much about the lives.
That's exactly right. And by the way, that reminds me, thank you. You didn't know this, but you triggered a thought there. I got a text message from Frank Watson, former Senator Frank Watson, the other day, and we were in the middle of the food drive press conference and all that. But the state treasurer, I guess, is trying to find, there are 11 Purple Heart winners that they have not been given to their rightful owner. And there was a one of those 11 in the state of Illinois was from Decatur. The only thing I have is the last name Tuttle, T-U-T-T-L-E, that was received 10/30/2018. So this is a fairly recent military member. And it's as part of the unclaimed property program thing that they have. So if anyone has any information about that name or the Purple Heart, please reach out and we'll get you in touch with whoever you need to get in touch with. But he sent that to me from Florida. Well, I'm sure he's in Florida because it's December, right? Frank likes to claim he's an Illinois resident. I'm not quite sure technically that's true anymore. But anyway, thank you, Frank. And I appreciate Tuttle, T-U-T-T-L-E.
Yeah, and the word's out. Frank's a great guy. He was, and he is.
Yeah, he is. I look at, well, that's a whole other thing as well. it is interesting to me, and we have a lot to talk about, but first I just wanted to express thanks to you. The mayor was at a press conference on Thursday, and I asked her to get up and speak, and I pointed out to the people that were there that it was always this great tradition that the mayor of Decatur was always sort of the first person we talked to, and that was started with you and Tuna, and then now Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. It was kind of the official kickoff to the food drive every year.
Well, I'm so honored. I always look forward to that. You know, always did. And you go out there, the sun's just coming up. There are a few really cold mornings in there.
There have been a few, yes.
But that was part of my fall. And you invited me back and had me on the radio even after I wasn't mayor anymore. And usually I was there with the other mayor.
Yep.
You know, Tuna and now Julie.
Great memories.
Yeah. And it's and talking about the food drive, I just commend you and just the impact that has had on this community and the lives of people on these agencies. And I guess it was the one time of year, even though there are many other times, but one time of the year where Decatur really showed its heart. It just, you provided the avenue, and so many people drove down that avenue or walked down that avenue. And they joined in. And you want to know what Decatur is about? Look at the community food drive. That's about other people.
Yep.
And people responding to that.
I told the kids that were there, the high school kids from the five winning schools. Well, not only high school, there was also Our Lady of Lourdes, grade school. You know, that when you life today is, you know, we spend so much time just dealing with all the negativity of social media that you can somehow sort of get blinded to what reality looks like. And when you think about that day, that's truly what this community looks like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we received praise when back when I was mayor, and I think I've mentioned this on your program. from officials and mayors of other communities indicating that they almost could not understand how people could respond, you know, so mightily to something like this. And I even had one mayor tell me, well, if we tried this in our community, it'd never fly. Well, I don't know if that's true or not. I know that we tried it in this community, you know, thanks to you and Kevin and others. And not only did it fly, it really flew high for a lot of years and helped so many people. And I think every good thing, you know, reaches a point where you move on to something else. And I just want to commend you and congratulate you. This is has been a historic event in our community's history, and it's one I will never forget. And a lot of people helped by it will not forget it either. So I really appreciate everything that was done.
Well, I appreciate those kind words, and we always look forward to seeing you first thing out there at the Kroger on US 36. And the good news is, once again, so I got to reemphasize this every time to make up for a lack of context elsewhere. Because of the gift from the Howard G. Buffett Foundation and ADM and the Andreas Foundation and the, you know, all the folks that gave, you know, we were able to basically hand out three food drives worth of cash on Tuesday to 17 pantries and agencies so that they have a buffer to figure out what comes next. And, you know, it's a fine line, you know, helping and then becoming sort of responsible for all the help, these agencies are going to have to plan for the future.
Well, I think the important thing here is that you've provided 3 years beyond. I mean, actually, yeah. 23 years of the
yes.
Of the food drive, and so you've given agencies that have depended on you the opportunity now to plan. They don't have to do something in 3 months or 1 month or what, and you did not leave them high and dry. I mean, you have a 3 year. Period there, you know, to plan. And I don't know, Brian, I guess I look at the pandemic and so many things that have happened, and I don't think we'll go back to being the same way we were. I think we'll be better. I think I've learned a lot about ourselves and other people, and I've learned a lot about my business, the newspaper business, and about my community. And I have a lot of ideas swirling around. And
It's all going to, I mean, that the only consistent thing in life is constant change. And that is just has always been. So looking forward to it as well. This to me was bittersweet on Tuesday, but I'm completely at peace. I mean, there was a beginning and a middle and an end. And now what's next? And I'm looking forward to the journey.
Well, and I think you inspired a lot of people, too, that there's a lot of spinoff from this of people that have seen what the people of Decatur and Central Illinois can do.
Mount Zion High School was the winner of this year's school contest within the food drive. And Brandon Condritz, who's the president of the Young Leaders in Action group. By the way, I think they had a brand new podcast just drop on Decatur.com. That kid got up and spoke, and I don't have any question about our future. I mean, we've got these kids have it, and they've already spent the $2,500 that they won on charitable stuff to give back. And so you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's if you get down about things, you know, look at the young people today, you know, so many of them. And I see their faces on TV. I see them out doing something.
See them on buses driving by. You know, that group's like 100, you know, plus strong, and they're going to be working with CASA this Saturday downtown and helping out tons of kids. I'm optimistic.
Yeah. Well, the energy level almost makes you tired to see how much energy they have.
I know.
You know, that was me like 40 years ago. and they just have that raw energy and that we can do anything.
Yeah, and they're doing something about it. All right, we get back on the other side of the break. We're starting to figure out the political landscape now that the mapping has been decided. And it's interesting to see what's going on, what's not going on. Congressman Roddy Davis announced he's going to run in the new 15th district, which is where his home is, you know, Taylorville. The new 13th looks very different than it did before. And Congressman Davis had a very lengthy list of endorsements about his reelection efforts. And there were three names that were not on that list that are very interesting to me.
Hmm. I saw the list. I didn't look at the names that were missing.
I'm going to tell you. On the other side of the break, we'll get your thoughts on it. Paul Osborne, City Hall Insider. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 64, and tonight clear with a low of 37. For Friday, sunny with a high over 60, and Saturday, sunny with a high near 46. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 46 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:21.
Add curb appeal with the new Therma-Tru entry door from Moroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. Therma-Tru doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the Therma-Tru doors at Moroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Moroa.
What is health? It's living your best life every single day. And Memorial is here in your health journey. Whether it's prevention, rehabilitation, or anything in between, Memorial connects you to the region's best care. And now, our name will reflect that. Introducing Memorial Health, the new name for all the places where you receive our care. From our 5 community hospitals to our dozens of care facilities, they're all united in name and a new. But Memorial Health is more than just a name change. We have also simplified access our care, including a streamlined website, a straightforward approach to primary and urgent care, as well as a growing network of expertise and technology. Now, wherever you are, Memorial Health makes living your best life easier than ever. Welcome to the new symbol of health. See all the changes online at memorial.health.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
So we are back here with Paul Osborne, the City Hall insider. Roddy Davis, this 15th district is actually pretty friendly to a Republican. So if there's a battle to be had, the battle is going to be in the primary. We don't know because Mary Miller has not made her announcement about what she's going to do. But the congressman on Tuesday sent out the announcement that he was running for election in the 15th, a re-election. And there was a long list of endorsements. I mean, there must have been 100 names. But 3 names that were not on that list, Senator Chapin Rose, Representative Dan Calkins, Representative Brad Halbrook, the 3 people of his district not on that list.
Yeah, I didn't. As I mentioned, I got the list. I've never seen a list that long of endorsements when someone's announcing they're running. I mean, it was long, and I kept like scrolling down, you know, after receiving the release. But I did not notice till you mentioned that who wasn't on that list, and that's unfortunate.
It's an interesting. I don't know what it means, other than you know, maybe we don't know what Mary Miller's going to do. She's going to have to move. So she will either run against candidate A or candidate B in a primary if she decides to seek re-election. We just don't know which of those 2 it's going to be.
Yeah, and I don't know. There's a time now that the Republicans can make some hay despite this redistricting because of what's going on in the country right now. And I think
they're going to take back Congress more than likely. I mean, you know, this just historically happens in off-presidential years. It is hard for the power to hold on to Congress. And if they do, Roddy Davis will be sitting in a very plumb place for us as Macon County, even though Central Illinois, I should say, because he's technically going to be all around us, and they've carved out that new 13th to take basically the urban center of Champaign, Springfield, and Decatur and put it in a new district. But we have the potential, if Congressman Davis is reelected for Central Illinois, and if Nikki Budzinski is elected, which there's no question that that won't happen, who worked for Governor Pritzker and worked in the Biden administration, you know, we might have some serious clout there in D.C.
Yeah, and I think if you look at the clout that you have, you don't start saying,
or you can get
somebody.
The lady, you know, complimenting the Nazis. I mean, how is this even a choice for people?
Well, Rodney's a tough campaigner, as you know. From the time he started, he's always had a tough competition. Maybe this is somewhat easier race going in, having so many people endorsed.
Well, depending on what the primary is, you know, is he not Trumpy enough, you know, for Dan Calkins or for Chapin Rose? And I don't understand why people, and this goes left or right. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, the extreme sides of all of that. Do you want people who just make a lot of noise, or do you want people who are going to actually go out there and do something for you?
Yeah, and I know who I want, and it's the latter. And I think That's the problem today. It seems like the people who make the most noise get the most attention.
So what does that do for you? I mean, I think about the constituents of Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, do you go, yeah, tell them, Marjorie. What does it do for you and your district? Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah, and that's what you have to look at. I think you have to look at not the candidate necessarily as this person, right or left. You have to look at the candidate as, what does this candidate, if elected or if reelected, will do for our area, for our district?
Yep.
And that's the important question.
All right, speaking of State Representative Dan Calkins, he was at the Salvation Army yesterday and presented a check for $5,000. What Dan does do with his legislative salary is commendable. He gives it all away to charity. What I want you to do, next Tuesday, he's going to be doing that at the Kroger on Route 36 from 12 to 2 p.m., okay? And the Calkins family is going to be matching any donations they receive. So let's spend as much of their money as we possibly can.
Yeah. I feel a big donation coming.
I'm donating now. 12 to 2 next week at the Kroger on US 36. Our buddy Jeff and his crew out there for the Salvation Army. Literally, spend as much of the Calkins money as you possibly can. At the same time, support the Salvation Army.
Well, I think supporting the Salvation Army is great. So in that case, you know, Dan can probably do a lot of good.
Yes.
He wrote the check for $5,000 and presented it to the Salvation Army. Good for him. And, you know, the bell ringing, good for him, going to match it. And so I think if he's going to do that, it should encourage us to give more to help the Salvation Army.
12 to 2 next Tuesday at the Kroger on US 36. We'll be telling you about that a couple of hundred times between now and next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's good to get the message out.
It's
Salvation Army, a great, great organization.
We have two new lieutenants who are really, really amazing people. And if you think about just what they do for the men's shelter, you know, I know right now we're going to have 60-degree weather today. That is not the norm, and it's going to get cold. I mean, we're in Central Illinois, and you think about not having a place to even go, you know, when it's minus 14. I mean, that's what they do.
Well, and they have a long history of doing it, you know, and you talked to a lot of service members we were talking about earlier. The Salvation Army created a big impression on them when they needed help when they're coming back and that. And we had people, many of them passed away now, that were staunch Salvation Army because of what they experienced.
Yep, no doubt about it. So please, next Tuesday at the Kroger on US 36 from 12 to 2, stop by. Paul, it is always great seeing you. I enjoy the company, the time. You're writing the paper, what you do for the community. It means a lot to us. And I know that last night they had the Christmas walk in downtown Decatur. You know, get down here, support local retail, spend your money, support the local causes, and a subscription to the Tribune. Great idea for a Christmas gift. Maybe if you have relatives that are living somewhere else and they still want to keep up with what's going on in the community.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we have a lot of them that subscribe and give it as a gift.
Happy holidays, Paul. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.